Ukraine's energy minister said Tuesday the country will resume energy exports immediately after a six-month halt, beginning with neighboring Moldova, adding that revenues could go towards rebuilding vital power infrastructure destroyed by Russian shelling and missile attacks last October. In an interview with the Associated Press in Kyiv Tuesday, Ukraine Energy Minister Herman Holoshenko said the dramatic turnaround after the attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure was due to the titanic work of Ukraine's technicians, leaders, and international partners to get the energy sector back online, enabling them to meet domestic demand.
It's 100% supplied. So, and in fact, that give us an opportunity to open the export because otherwise it's impossible. I mean, to export electricity when you have some deficit of generation inside the country, it's impossible. Today, we see that we have reserves, which allowed us to export.
The energy minister said a number of other factors enabled Ukraine to restart exports, including rising springtime temperatures, which likely reduced energy demand. The Moscow-appointed leader of Russian-occupied Crimea said the region is on guard for what may be an impending Ukrainian counteroffensive. Sergei Aksionov told reporters Tuesday that Russian forces in Crimea had built modern, in-depth defenses and had more than enough troops and equipment to repel any possible Ukrainian assault. His comments came days after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky reaffirmed Kyiv's intention to take back the Black Sea Peninsula that Russia illegally annexed from Ukraine in 2014. The United Nations said Tuesday the number of confirmed civilian deaths in Ukraine since Russia launched its full-scale invasion has neared 8,500, with the true figure likely much higher. This is VOA News. A witness in Myanmar, who's a member of a local pro-democracy group, says airstrikes by the military junta